Burt Show.
It has been a long time since we introduced a new Burt Show member.
Well, Jamie Massey is the latest, correct?
But it feels a little different, I think, because Massey was part of the radio station. Oh, no. I guess at that point she wasn't. She came over here from
Star. It's been a lot.
Everything's
a long time in your world, so we'll go. Yeah, it's past been a
with
while.
With your memory, I mean,
I've got things backed up because she was working with Dylan and still is, but then she started coming in and doing the show here, but before that.
And then Phil was here, and then Phil left, and then Phil came back. And then before that, I guess, was Jen Hobby. So
5 years.
Four.
Fallon.
4 years.
I'm
Jen Fallon.
My age on the Burt Show is as old as Melissa's kidney.
My kidney.
Is that how you
That's how
you remember?
I remember it. Yeah. So 4 years I've been here.
So today, we introduce... Hoss.
I like that.
To the Burt Show. What's going on, dude?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hoss is actually beat. He technically moved last night from Raleigh, right?
From Charlotte, Raleigh, yeah, everywhere.
So what was the last 24 hours like for you? He's been here for 2 weeks, but hasn't seen Atlanta because he hasn't left his hotel room.
Yeah, a little bit of a hermit. It's been crazy. I had to go to a wedding this weekend, and a wedding on top of moving, on top of driving 3 hours down here is just insane. Absolutely insane.
Moving sucks.
Yeah.
Suck. Now, did you move yourself? Did you have anybody to help you out?
My mom, but, you know, she can't really move anything, so.
She just told you, she pointed.
Yeah, exactly.
She come down here with you and help you unpack?
Yeah.
Yep. Mama Hoss?
Mm-hmm.
Mama Hoss. I guess she wouldn't like that name, though.
Hoss is mama.
Hoss is a bit of a mama's boy. Like, he had, tell them about the list, the checklist that
mama.
She put together for you. And again, you're how old?
24.
24 years old.
Thanks,
and where'd you? Well, let's get more of the basics down. Where'd you grow up?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. And so did you go to college after high school?
I went to college, a little small school called Appalachian State.
Okay. And then you started working in radio?
I started working in radio for a morning show in Charlotte.
That people that listen to this show know about because we've been on with Ace and TJ for, a lot of different times.
Mm-hmm. And there could be people who moved here from Charlotte that already know Hoss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then he took off and went to Raleigh.
Took off and went to Raleigh for about, 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 3 weeks. And then
Raleigh's where it's at, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Good Lord. But yeah, went there for 3 weeks and then moved down here this would be my third week, I think. Yeah.
And you've been here for two, 3 weeks. And yep. How much of Atlanta have you seen, Hoss?
Absolutely none.
Couldn't get the dude to leave his hotel room.
Well, it's intimidating. If you've never, spent time here, you wouldn't even know where to start. It's,
Yeah, I've gotten lost every time I've got in my truck.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you,
every single time.
On Friday, Tracy was following Hoss back to his apartment to drop off his car because she was giving him a ride to the airport. And so I happened to be in the Costco. You know, it's down near the Home Depot. And Tracy, and we, if you don't know, the radio station is located right near Northside Hospital.
In Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoss is living in an apartment complex on Roswell Road. It's kind of between Sandy Springs and Dunwoody.
Are you going to give out his address?
Yeah.
So, I'm like, dude, hello. Uh-huh.
No, which is why I said he lives on an apartment complex on Roswell Road. So the easiest way to get from our radio station to his apartment complex is to simply get on Roswell Road and turn right.
Mm-hmm.
Very close to the station.
Tracy calls me and says, hey, she's whispering even though she's in a different car. Hey, Hoss is over near the Home Depot. Are we lost? You could not have gone the farther way
the
to get
direction.
To your... Like, I think you went up, like, I don't even know how you got there. Like, that would have been... If somebody said, hey, will you get me to your apartment complex via the Home Depot, I'd have to think about it.
But that's easy to say when you've lived in this area for a while. Because we've been here in this building at the station, at least 4 years now or so? And so this area, because even, spending this weekend, I was talking about how I was over at Northside Hospital and just people who were there to visit people from not from here. This is a very confusing area to get around. So I can see why Hoss has not gone out and visited Atlanta yet because he needs help in doing it.
Yeah. Charlotte and Raleigh combined aren't as large as a city. Huh. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Are you intimidated when you're driving around? Like, it's too big?
Yeah, I got lost this morning.
And you've been here before.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
You got lost coming to the station?
Coming to the station this morning, yep. I went about 15 minutes out of my way.
That is so frustrating, too. I remember when I moved to Atlanta, it took me about 9 months before I felt like I knew where I was going. Mm-hmm. I was always questioning for about 9 months. It'll take that long. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The phone lines are lit up, and everybody is saying the exact same thing.
What?
Hey, Ashley. Good morning.
Hi. I think Haas, you sound like Bill Clinton.
I've heard that my entire life.
Everybody. Really? All the phone lines lit up saying the exact same thing.
I never thought of it. Say that you didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I mean, that's
kind of crazy now that everybody's pointed it out.
I've always got that.
That is funny.
And it doesn't make it any better that I'm hoarse right now from a wedding and just moving and all that type of stuff. So.
Did you get your drink on pretty good this weekend?
A little bit. Just a tad bit.
So, Haas, I'm sure all the ladies want to know, are you single?
I am currently single. I am. Just broke up with a girl a couple months ago.
Is this the same girl that was shacking up with you at the hotel a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you mean? She came down?
Is it
a relationship that kind of tapered off?
A little big city sex?
Hey, let me show you. They put me up in a motor lodge. You want to come down? Bring your quarters because this bed can go crazy.
to give a visual, does Haas look like close to any celebrity?
Oh, gosh, I should have had some more time to prepare.
I think he looks like Spike Lee.
Exactly.
It's the shoes.
I'm going to have to think about the celebrity.
Who? Brendan Fraser, says Massey.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
I don't like you right now.
You don't like him?
I'm just playing. No, I like, I mean, he kind of looks like an ogre.
Like a what?
An ogre.
An ogre.
Yeah.
Haas is not an ogre.
Yeah. Thanks.
I can't really.
That helps.
I'm not picking up on any celebrity vibe at all. Let's go around the room and ask one question each of Haas to get to know him better.
Okay. You start.
It's a stupid question. I don't know
what to do.
Mine is more of an observation. We still didn't get to you defining how much of a mama's boy you are, because I saw a Bible of information that your mom left you for this move at 24 years old.
Yeah, mom's a nerd. She likes to make spreadsheets and likes to laminate everything that you can think of.
Has she met Tracy Peluso?
Right.
Oh, Tracy saw this, and Tracy, before she saw this, was thinking, no, she's the biggest, you know, organizer and that type of stuff. She has nothing on my mom, and she's admitted that she has nothing on my mom.
Oh, Tracy has something to aspire to.
I mean, it was like color coding, and it was like
different fonts.
Different checklists and fonts, but you're 24 years old. Like, you should be able to figure this stuff out kind of yourself.
Hey,
you know? It's
not like I ask her to do this. She just goes ahead and does this. So, I mean, I can do this stuff on my own, but, yeah, she just goes ahead and helps me out. She's going to help me out. I'm not going to tell her no. You know, it makes my life easier.
Did you live at home when you were in Charlotte?
No. Okay. I lived with a guy from the show, from the Ace and TJ show.
I have a question. Do you have any siblings? And if you do, who like what?
Damn!
Was that mine? That's yours?
She stole my question. No,
I have one younger brother. He is he's 18 and just started freshman year at NC State.
Okay, and that's it? And you're the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Damn!
Carry on.
He hasn't even asked it yet.
Why? Can you tell us why? Can you tell us why poop is brown?
He can now, thanks to Oprah.
Why is it brown?
What makes the poop brown is the bile.
That's your answer for now. Hobby?
First of all, I think he looks like a combination of Britney's Manny and Nick Lachey.
Britney's who?
Manny.
Britney's Nanny. No, the Nanny.
Oh, the Nanny.
Manny.
And Nick Lachey, a combination. But you're like a guy's guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Haas, what would be a typical night out for you in Raleigh? Like typical Saturday, what are you doing?
Probably going to go get dinner at some type of restaurant, then hitting some pubs, some bars, that type of stuff.
Definitely.
I mean, a club scene in Raleigh is off the chain.
It's absolutely nuts.
Like, who would you be going out to dinner with and that sort of thing?
My boys.
Got it.
Definitely friends.
Just to give you a little bit of like the mentality, about a week ago,
I
invited him to go out with some of my friends, and we were all going to go to Lotus. You know, you got to kind of dress up to go to Lotus, you know? It's kind of a place to be seen, velvet rope type of place. So I'm like, dude, why don't you just come on out with us? We'll all go out, we'll hang out, we'll drink it up a little bit. I'll show you a little bit of Atlanta. So I said, but you got to dress up a little bit, place kind of dressy, you know. So he shows up to my house, and he has, like, shorts on. was it a T-shirt or polo shirt?
It was a polo. It was a polo.
You said dressy, Bert.
Beach sandals. And I had to say, dude, you can't go out with us. There's just no way that we can get you in a Lotus. But I don't know if that's your definition of dressing up or you just didn't have clothes.
His name is Haas.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And he's from North Carolina. Come on, he drives a truck.
In Charlotte and in Raleigh, they have like maybe 3-4 clubs combined between the two cities. And you can wear anything you want in there. I mean, there's no dress. There's no dress.
You can also
code
get in a few frames in bowling and go roller skating.
Exactly. All in the same building.
See, there are plenty of places you can go and you don't have to dress up. Yeah. I mean,
I picture Haas very at home at Moondogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
What is that type?
Peachtree Tavern.
That's a good place. Yeah, just like kind of like laid back, like dude bar.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fake IDs. Let me ask you, Haas. Here's my question.
Okay.
Pretend you're writing a personal ad
mm-hmm.
for friends.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
24, brown hair, hazel eyes, single, guy's guy, love sports, love to drink.
That's wrong because there's no initials in there. You have to have, SWM.
Not safe for work.
Somebody else can give us a little insight into Haas. Hey, Jermaine, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's going on, Haas?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, man, good. Didn't really expect to hear you down here in Atlanta.
Why? Where have you heard me before?
Ace and TJ.
Oh.
You're from Charlotte.
Yes, I'm from Charlotte, but I've been listening. I listen to both of you guys' shows, so I kind of know a lot about Haas.
What's your favorite thing about him?
He may not like this, but his fear of snakes.
No. You got a fear of snakes?
Dude, come on.
Yeah? Bad fear of snakes?
Bad.
Why did they do like a snake sign?
My last day with Ace and TJ, they made me do a snake bit, and I end up crying.
Oh, you did?
Literally crying?
Oh yeah. I'm scared to death of snakes.
Aww. Well, we know what we're doing tomorrow. Pencil that in for 8:15.
Hey, Jermaine. Whose show is better, ours or Ace and TJ's?
That means
I like both
of
you guys.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. Who do you like better, just overall, me or Ace?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I answer that? Because I'm going with Ace. we have thought of an assignment for you over the next 24 hours.
Okay.
And we know you're tired. We know you just moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But in watching your interaction the last 2 weeks, we're all a little bit concerned that you just haven't left that hotel room at all. No interaction with anybody in Atlanta whatsoever.
Well, now that his mom's here, he'll probably be going out on dates and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
How long is she staying for?
She's leaving today.
She's leaving today. Yeah. All right. So once she leaves the nest, then you're all on your own.
And you have the bed all to yourself again.
Mama Haas is going to cry when she leaves you today.
No more spooning for us.
She's leaving her baby in the big city.
Oh, no.
Hey, now, remember, just because it's okay in Charlotte and Raleigh, you cannot tongue kiss her out in public.
Got to remember that. Okay. Write that down.
Ew. Hands on top of the shirt there.
Jeff, stop.
That's his mom you're talking about, too.
It's Mama Haas.
She's probably listening right now.
I'm just saying.
She's going to say a prayer for you today, honey.
This is a little more of a cosmopolitan city. That's all I'm saying.
I got to write that down.
So we want to get you out a little bit. The names of these places, Peachtree Tavern,
okay.
Moondogs, I think you said also. These are just names to you. We want to get you out a little bit and interacting with the Atlanta community.
Sweet.
And we already know that you're into MySpace. You have your own page.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to give you an assignment over the next 24 hours.
What we want to do is let you get to know the city. So we want to have you create a brand new MySpace page. If you need any help, Jen Fallon can help you because she's a MySpace expert.
Okay.
And this is going to have, when we see it tomorrow, it's going to be very lonely because there will be no comments and there will just be Tom.
Just you and Tom.
And what we would like to have you do is embrace this city using MySpace. So we will, you know, give the, we'll link up the MySpace page to our website. We'll all make our friends. Well, Jen and I will. Bert and Melissa don't believe in computers or technology. But
no, just MySpace over the age of 30.
So
I'm 29. Thank you very much.
I'm 24 on MySpace. So,
ooh, then I'm gonna have to be 22.
We'll link y'all up so people can find your page easily, and then we will talk about, you know, talk about it on the air and have people submit comments, send you messages, join your friend group, all with suggestions on what they could do. And then, you know, occasionally you can go out with them on your own. But occasionally, if we see something that's particularly intriguing, then we could suggest you go out and experience that part of Atlanta, you know, based on the comment that somebody has left or the message that somebody has sent you or us. We'll have you go out with a camera, we'll take tons of pictures. And because, I mean, what is it? Up to 115 million people on MySpace. Mm-hmm. Like, you should, I would say, inside of 30 days, be the most well-known and popular person in Atlanta.
I would say this, that you should be prepared to go out on a date tomorrow night with somebody that has become your friends on MySpace.
God, that's going to be hard. Right. Going out with a girl on a date.
I know you're not used to that.
Yeah, no. This is a tough job.
Like, well, I think I can make it work. Ow. I think I can make it work.
And you should be prepared to do this on Thursday and Friday also.
All right.
So create the page. You have 24 hours to do that. We'll meet back around the same time tomorrow morning. We'll talk about your page. And then we'll get you out on the town starting tomorrow night.
Cool.
Okay?
And if you want to head out tonight and kind of get warmed up, remember the names. Peachtree Tavern, Hole in the Wall, Bulldogs.
Jeff, now.
And I am going to take you for...
I would never set him up like that.
I am taking you, because it's an Atlanta tradition, to your first strip club.
Sweet.
I am going to take you to a place called the Claremont Lounge. Okay?
What about... You have to go to the Claremont Lounge.
Have to.
It is tradition.
What about Girls
Jeff,
Are
Jeff
Fun?
Jeff would just be at Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Girls Are Fun.
What about Girls Are Fun?
We just drop them off at Girls Are Fun.
Seriously, just if you want to go out... If you want to grab a couple beers tonight, just get in a cab and go Bulldogs. I'll take it right there.
Oh, I think that you got to blog about all of your experiences on MySpace, too. We got to get some slideshows happening with all these photos of these people that you're meeting. And we'll just kind of create this new Atlanta friend group around you to get you exposed to the city. Yeah. Put all of it on MySpace so everybody can follow you as you go.
Sweet.
All right. So come in tomorrow morning. New MySpace page created. And be prepared to go out tomorrow night.
All right.
Great to have you part of the team, dude.
Welcome.
Really excited to have you part of the whole thing.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right.
And everybody's going to want to know what he looks like, too. So we'll get that photo up as soon as possible, right?
Well, tomorrow morning, we'll put it up on the MySpace page.
Okay.
All right, now get out of here.
Sweet. Bulldogs.
The Bert Show.